the Beis HaMelech and Rashi, the last Rashi in the narrow lines. Bokhtani kol nechosu shal meisachar meksubasa. And mechubar lekarka, kekarka. And bodama lechubar in the next time of the... So, let's see, just 1 second. No, that's piece of Gemara. Okay, so we're good. We're current on the Gemara. The Chomer Paris and Chomer Lekarka Shiloi. We didn't do the Gemara yet, did we? We didn't do the Gemara yet.
That's true.
Okay, so the Mishnah said, Paris and Chomer Lekarka is Shiloi. So Shimon Lekarka is. I was going to make it at the end of the mission. A case with the Shemeres Yavam. The Paris of Mechubar Mekarka is Shaloi. Vamai, Behol Kol Nechosu, Vaharboi Meksubosu. So Mish Lokesh Tani Shaloi. Okay. Zakrashi, Vokhtani Kol Nechosu, Shalmei Zakharoi Meksubosu. The Shemeres Yavam, the Yavam, she comes into the marriage, and she's bringing in property from the mace. Where is it? So, Paris al Tushim and Karka, Yichub and Karka, Wechub Paris. Chabor and Karka. So Meir says, you do a Shuma, and they figure it out. Is Shaloi. So what does it mean that it's Shaloi? It means the second husband takes full possession of them and does whatever he wants with them. So Meir says, how could that be? But this is part of whatever the Nifter left over is part of the property which is required for the Ksuva. A mechubar lekarka kekarka, so it's mechubar lekarka. So it has to be a bedin lekarka that should be achroyt for the ksuba. So how can the second husband take possession of it and then consume it? It's part of the karka and it should be meshubat to the ksuba. Well, dami the mechubarim dinichsei malug. If this is not the regular case of nichsei malug, which the payers. The husband takes full possession of. The husband pays to Kina Rabbana. There, the Chumash said, by regular Nisimalug, the Chumash said that the payers go to the husband, Hechadika Karen Kayim, like you said before, as long as there's a Karen which remains intact. Baninami Peri Ninu, the Gamri Bershusei. So, in the case we're talking about a regular woman, she brings it in. So, she brings in payers as a Mechubar Lakarka. So we say that the Karen is the Karka, and the Paris are, since they were not actually harvested until they came to Hitz Rishus, they were in a Paris. So that's about the regular woman. Avahacha, Karna Upera Didehu, Shibudo Huda Isla Alayu. The issue is not, it's not her properties, these are properties of the Nifter, of the mace, which he's taking possession of. But the question is, is there a shibud going to take effect on the property that it's meshubit to her, or no, that they're totally his and she has no shibud in it? So more is saying, so this is not the issue of you normally have by Paris Nisim Malug, whereas he's taking the Paris of the Karen. The issue over here is everything is his and he has a shibud on it. So the Paris also have the shibud. And therefore anything which there was a shibud that she had on it when the husband was alive, she gets to keep that shibud. So she has the shibud on the Paris because they're mechubar lekarka. So Rish Lakish says, Tani Shalom. The Chomer greets her mayor that the parents are Mechuba Lakarka. She has a Shibud on them. So where's the Machlaikis? The Chomer only argue Elat Slushin, Baksofim. The mayor of the Mishtab, they tell to the Ksuba. Because since they're Metaltalin, the Talta not Meshuba the Ksuba, and therefore she has no rights. Rameir holds it, Metaltan are Meshuba the Ksuba. And the Chumash says, "Metalter, not Meshuba to the Ksuba," and that's where the Makom of Machlokes is. Okay. So the more counter Reiki Ishtay.
Who says?
Rameir holds Metalter Meshuba to the Ksuba. The Chumash are arguing on that point. So in the Mishnah, when it says, "Peres Hatushim Min Hakarka." Yechel ben Karka v'Yechel Peres, that's her mayor, and her mayor is saying, since she has a shibud on it, see, he can't consume it, see, he has to purchase Karka to maintain the value of those metaltalin, and he'll get the Peres of that. The Chumash said, no, the Peres of Tushim and Karka, call it to Karim Zachar Behem. So the moral of my hilchos, what's the point that it's teaching me that shisi ishtay? Amrei, but yes, Reb Chanina loymer shemgar shabiget umachzira. So he can divorce her. He does not need chalitza. He just needs to give her a get. A and B, he can remarry her. We don't say that she was an eshesach. Mitzvah was done. He can't retake her. No, she's no longer Ishta Beishazach, she's his wife, and he divorces her, can remarry her. So Mar says, Megarsha beget, Shita, of course you Megarsha beget. So Mar says, no, what it means is, it says, V'yibma, Amarachmada. The Pasuk says, he takes her as a wife, V'yibma, and he does Yibum. So it sounds like even after he takes her for his wife, she still has the shame of Yibma. So it means that Dain Yabumim Harishanim Allah. So that even after he marries her, she still has the status of a Yavama. And the Tiskele lo beget ele bechalitza. So get would not be sufficient. She would need chalitza as well. Kamash Malon. There's no need for chalitza. Machzira, that he remarries her, the Mor says Pshita. So Mor says no. Maratema, mitzvah the Rama Rachmana Alei. Of the, he had a mitzvah to marry her and take her into Yibum, which he did. But now that that's finished and he's divorced her, so she should go back to her status of being an Eshazach. That's not true. The Mor says, that's a good question. Maybe she used to say that. Okay, so
yeah, she's like his wife, but it doesn't necessarily mean that he gets to take her back. I don't understand.
The point of the pasuk, is actually about some the kachal adisha, the yibum, it's just every yibum. So it's stressing that after he takes her, she now functions just like a regular wife. Okay. Rashi Shemagarsha beget back in Amun Aleph. Five lines up. Shemagarsha beget the Masira. Shrei Mili Yashminen. There's 2 points over here. Magarsha beget the Benetzicha Chalitza. Number one, that she does not need Chalitza for him to send her away. Vashminen Shim Rotzel Hazira, Masira Kesharisha. And if he wants to remarry her after he divorces her, he can do so. Even after he takes her, so it sounds like even after the lakicha, she still has the status of a yibma. The nas is ki'ishtay, that she becomes totally his wife, and therefore, so we can just remember Garsha begets. And that is Kachalo Leisha, we darshan out that she's still just a wife. So then what does Vayibma teach me? So Rashi says, it's teaching me that when he does take her, he can take her against her will. The word even has to say lakacha, could say lakacha, and that's it. What I say leisha, and when he takes her, she becomes just like an isha, like a regular wife. Okay. Bovat the Gemara should take suvos al nixei bala harishin. So she's unique in that he does not get his own chiyuv ksuba. The chiyuv ksuba is only on the property which he brings on the first husband. My time up. Isha hikna loy min ha-shamayim. So he didn't choose this woman. The Torah sent the Rosham sent this woman to him. So therefore his shibudim, he should not be in this chayiv to give her something.
But just assuming ksuvas derabanan, or if you held ksuvas deraisa, would you have the same din?
Possibly. We probably could argue with it that would be so. The point is, it's not an assume which a person's taking. So he wasn't the schayev and the chiyuvim that the nesu normally is mechayev. So the more we less the larishan islam isheni kedeshal tehekal ben avletzia. But if there isn't, so the chum were mechayev that he has to, the chum did put a shibud on him to protect her.
What do you mean if it wasn't from the rishon?
If the mace had no property. Or not enough property to cover the ksuba, so that difference would have to be covered with property from the sheni. Okay. Mishnah said, look, they can't tell her harei ksuba seich manachas al shulchan. So why do I say that's a lot about the case of a Yavama? I mean, those Yibum, and by case a person marries a woman, regular case. So more so like this. Maratema Hossam, who the Kosabla, the Kanoi, the Kanina. So by the case of the Yavama, where the husband had not written any type of the Yavam, the husband had not written any type of chiyuvim to her, he doesn't write a ksuba. We're going to take this with the first husband. So in the ksuba it says, that what I have.
What about
the ksuba was the first husband's ksuba. The second husband, the husband does not write a ksuba to the woman. The Yavam does not write a ksuba. So in the ksuba, it's written the kanoi, that which I own, the kanina, which I will take possession of. He's been mechayev himself, all of his property, even the property he's going to get in the future. So we say over there. So the first husband wrote that. That's that part. That idea of the kanoi, but the kanina is not relevant to the second husband. It's only the property from the first husband, and that's it. So over there, we understand that if the husband would designate something for the ksuba, something happens to it, there's nothing to replace. So he can't do it. Avahaka the kasal law the kanoi with the kanina, for the case where the woman, a regular wife, where the husband does write to her whatever property they have and whatever property they will get, so even if he would designate something for the ksuba and she would take it, something would happen to it, he'll get other properties in the future. So Amos Samchadaita, I would feel that we might have said that she feels confident that she feels safe, because even if something happens to what she has, there will be future properties. Kamash Malon, we say that he can't do that.
So
Zok Rashi, top line, Yishek the loy liyavim zeh min hashamayim. If the Bereshim sent him the woman, so ain a law of litav lo shtar nesuin. He's not mechuyev to write up the responsibilities of nesuin. He wasn't mechayev himself. My became lo yomer. Pshita, what's the question? Isn't it obvious? Migri ishta miyavim to why should his wife is his wife any worse than the yavama? Of course, there's no reason why a woman should be any less than the yavama. So Mer says no. Hashem who gabi yivim toy by the case of the Yavama Kaminan, we say delo yiyachid lo mos lifnei shulchan. He can't designate the money there on the table and saying that's it, because the cost of lo ksuba hayavim d'tablei nechassim. He has not written any ksuba which is mechayv any shibud on him. And it doesn't write in the kanoi kavara, that which I already own, the kanina which I will take possession of. Shani also liknos, I will purchase. None of that is mishubat to her. She's worried that the money will be lost, and that she has no recourse. So that's going to create a barrier between the husband and the wife. But by the case of the isha, maybe we should argue that that's not a concern. So Kamash, well, that it is. Okay. So where it says, Girsha ain't the elik suvasa. If he divorces her, she only gets the ksuva. So it sounds like Girsha in, once he divorces her, that's all there is. Which means that at that point in time, he has the power to sell off. We evaluate the value of the ksuva, and anything above and beyond that, he can sell off. But loy girsha loy, before he divorces her, he cannot sell off the other properties and calculate the value of the piece of property and say that's it. So kamash malon. So that's Rav Abba's din. That the Moor said, if you want to come up with an eitzah of how to deal with the properties, he cannot sell the property as long as he's married to her. Once he divorces her, he could. So once he divorces her, what he could do is he could, if he wants up some of the other properties, he could divorce her, sell other properties, and remarry her. But until that happens, he has no way to sell up the other properties. So Rashi, Agirshi in, who the mina ain lo elik sufa. Once it gets to the point of Gershin, then we say that all she only has the right to the ksuva. Vimbo limker min hashar yimker, he can sell the rest. But lo girsha lo yimker klum. If he wasn't a garish, he can't sell anything yet. Kamash lo kid rababa deliel. This is rababa's din. Im Yisrael hu magarisha begadu mazira. If he's Yisrael, the only eitz he has is to be magarish first. As long as they're married, he has no power to do it unless he's mafayaser. Okay. Now Rashi asks the question. So why do we need to see that chiddush from the sefer? So the Rashi says all of the property is achroy. That tells me that he can't sell it. So no, hasam eitz toivahu. I could argue that over there it's just an eitz toivahu. How do I know? The hagabe ishtanami tanhachi. By the case of the wife, it says the same language, and over there we know he could sell. He does have the power to sell. Right? So therefore, we have to understand there must be an eitz tayva, like the Mora said. So, but there's also an eitz tayva. So that way, the Mora he said before that's just an eitz tayva. On behalf of Mishnah Yaseira, but here from the end of the Mishnah, which is it's repeating itself, Shemin and Davka Girsha, we realize only once he divorces her can he sell. Diloi lemaikatani loy. Otherwise, what's the chiddush? Okay. So it's from the Mishnah Yaseira. Or I could argue the reason why we see it over here Rashi finished the thought. Imishum he gufa. If it's something this halacha itself that she only gets the right of the ksuba, not more. Of course, she's the dayin lo ksuba. Ksuba, she only gets her ksuba. Alvada the yuka the law tanya is coming. Tell me the diuk. The medak halor gir shaloi. That as long as he's not megarisher, he cannot sell it. He doesn't have the power to sell it. Then that's the chiddush. Okay. Okay. The Mishnah said, "Hizira, hareiki kechol noshim veino alek subasa." When he remarries the Yavama, she's a regular wife. She only gets a ksuba. From the Merkasha, "Hizira, my kamashulon." But what's the chiddush over here about the Yavama that he remarries her? Tanina. Why are you saying it's dafke chiddush by Yavama? We have it by any woman. Hamagarish es isha umavzira. Person divorces his wife and then remarries her. Amanas ksuba rishona mavzira. We assume that his shibudim are to the original ksuba items, and that's it. So the case of Yavama is the same thing. That her ksuba remarries her back to the original items, and that's it. I'm not sure, and it's a good question. I don't remember the Gemara. Okay, so we're asked like this: Matotem Ishtoy who the Iu Kasev Lo Ksuba Mine, the wife, he already wrote the Ksuba, and so that was the arrangement. So now when he's remarrying her, we say that the second marriage, which is again his prerogative, but they do what we assume is back on the original arrangement. He didn't write the ksuba originally. The first marriage, which was done through Isha Hignala Minishamayim, was not at his ksuba b'chlal. But Hecha, the Girsha, Ve'ahadra, when he divorces her, then he takes her now as a wife, not as a yavama. So now the ksuba should not be just on the original property of the mace, but should be from him. So kamash malon, that's not so. Okay. Amar Bihuda Brishana Hayud Kaisen. The Psula Masai. So they did not write any type of shibudim into the ksuba. They would just designate amount of money. So the people would get old and not marry because the women would refuse to get married. In the situation where they feel they don't have any type of protection. And this is where the tikkana of the property being a kray the ksuba. Okay. Tanya Namihaki, Rishon Ha'yu Kosin L'Psula Masayim L'Mana Mana. So this is Rav Yehuda talking. We have a brisa that says it. So originally it was the 200 or the 100. It was money, and that was it. So the husband would set aside the money. So the woman says, you know, something happens, the husband dies, how can I make sure that the money isn't taken by the kids, it's hidden away, and that's the end of the story. Well, the first thing they tried was the following. So they would take the money and they'd put it by her So she was by her family. So she, the concern that maybe if he dies, the Yarshim will take the money and be matzniya the money. If that's not going to happen. Medayin kashukai is the more so okay, but once it's a set amount already given away, so it acts as less of a deterrent. You sort of said goodbye to the money already. Kashukai is allow. No, take a walk and join your money. So they didn't like that idea. He would divorce her. He'd say, leave, go join your money. Okay, so they left it bebeis chamiya. Ashiris oisois oisaw closer shall kesef mishal sohav. Aneas hoyu oisois oisaw ovit shamei miraglayim. They would put into something. Okay. But once it was set the money again, it was set aside already. So the deterrent is less because she already has it. And that was it. So therefore, he was not meyakad any metalton for the ksufa. Now he would have to actually dip into his property if she would come and collect the property. So that was something which would act as a deterrent for the for Gerish. Okay. So Krashi, my Kamash Malan Yivama. What's the Kiddush over here that talks about the Rishon? Sinala be Ishtai. My Oma the Yivimta, the Itzrek Lemisne. So we have the Mishnah later on that says about the wife. So, why does any need to say it by the case of Yavama? So, the case of Ishta, he wrote the Ksuba, but the Yavama, the less the Ksuba mine. El Nitzi Balarishan. The Ksuba is only Balarishan, so now when he's remarrying her the second time, I would have thought he has to write the Ksuba himself. Okay. Hayu Kaisin, Loy Meshabdin Niksayim Lakhraisi Ksuba. There was no Shebet originally, he just wrote up the Star, and that was it. Loyu Naisin Noshim. People didn't get married. Shlahoya roitzus li'nosin, because the women did not want to get married. What happened? Amru l'chishiyamas ayigarish lanim saligvas klum. Because if something happens, the man divorces her or he dies, we won't be able to collect. Shayarshim yatniu mos shayirusha. The children will hide the money. So they put a base of viyah. That didn't work. They put a base of miyah, which means a base balo. She would keep it there. And Ashiris Shuksuvas and Maruba, they had a large ksuva. They make a container of klosis, kimin sal, shemnachos al reisha, menesenis ba plakeha, lachar shenismala plach tovi. So they would, she would even the Ashiris, but spinning is part of what they had to do. So they would keep the items in there. So they would keep it in there. Ovid in the Mamreg line. Tosis says the Gersa is Ovid Shal Nechoshes. He doesn't have the Gersa Mamreg line in the Gemara. And they used to use it for keeping, for putting grapes in it. Okay. So he would tell the Tzlid Kosef, let's see the fish, what's already designated, so he didn't feel the need to, he didn't feel the same act of losing the money, because already sort of designated aside. They would not be miyachad any specific properties for the ksuba. And then when she would collect, there would be an act of collecting from him, and that would be a deterrent for divorce. Okay. Hadin Loch Ha'isha.